The two candidates running for Ohio Attorney General are laying out what they would do to help keep kids safe. But as I talked to them, it was clear to see they had two very different approaches to the issue. Republican Auditor Dave Yost unveiled his School Entry Control and Urgent Response Program, nicknamed SECURE.
We need to protect our kids at school just as well as we protect politicians at work.
There are 3 points to the plan. First, perform a statewide inventory of the security measures in place for all 5,200 school buildings. Then, use a state bond to fund modifications so school buildings can meet the minimum security standards, such as single-point entry, electronic zoned locking systems, and video cameras. And finally, create an in-depth training program for teachers and school staff who would like to carry a firearm in school. But it would be voluntary, and only for people who are former law enforcement or veterans.
Those people are useful backups. Those people, many of them, are asking for the ability to be able to step into the gap while they're waiting for the officers to arrive.
Yost says this plan, especially the bond, will make sure no school is left more susceptible to an attack.
Just because a school district might not have the money or they've got older buildings that are more difficult to deal with, those kids shouldn't be at any more risk than the kids in a rich district.
But Steve Dettelbach, the Democratic former U.S. attorney for the Northern District of Ohio, rebukes Yost's proposal as being short-sighted, claiming that more needs to be done to stop gun violence, no matter where it takes place.
We need to keep our kids safe on the way from school and to school in the morning also, and in malls and in churches and in movie theaters and in open air concerts in Las Vegas and all of those other places too.
So Dettelbach proposes a wider range of policies that don't focus on just schools. His list includes taking guns away from domestic violence offenders, restricting guns for people who have an established record of serious mental health problems, reinstate the assault-style weapons ban, and universal background checks.
Somebody who is running a legitimate federally licensed firearm dealer has to run a background check to sell a weapon. You shouldn't be able to buy that exact same weapon still in the shrink wrap without having a background check. It just doesn't make sense, and we've seen over and over that there's problems with it.
Dettelbach said he also has a problem with Yost's proposal to arm school teachers and staff who are former military or law enforcement, saying that administrators and police have already said before that that's a bad idea.
I think this is a politician's plan, quite frankly. I mean, it doesn't protect people in any meaningful way. It's a day late, more than a day late, and it is more than a dollar short.
Yost says the best thing in the event of a school shooter is to have someone to respond immediately, saying that an attack usually takes 4 to 5 minutes, and it can take more than 8 minutes for first responders to get to the scene. Andy Chow, at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.